a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Tuesday, January 6th, 2015. That's right. It is 2015. It's our first show of the new year. Happy 2015, Slim. Did you have a good New Year's?
Yeah, it was quiet. I didn't do the whole party scene, so yeah, it was nice.
Eh, neither did I. I was lazy.
Did you make it, though?
No, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I work nights. I made it pretty easily. A lot of people I know didn't make it, but I don't know. My boss went downtown and had some, like, there was this huge party like around the downtown, and apparently there was like lines an hour long for tiny drinks, and everyone was really mad, and that's why it's much easier just to stay home, stay on the couch, all you can drink right there.
Yeah, that nonsense in Times Square, you couldn't pay me enough money to do that.
No way. You have to get out there at like noon. What are you gonna do, wear a diaper?
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, you have to be drinking for New Year's. Yeah. And then even if you're not, you can stay out there for 12 hours without a little pee-pee?
Yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah. No, thank you. Did you have any big New Year resolutions this year?
Well, I'm pretty sure the going back to school thing is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one for you. When do you think you're going to try to enroll for fall?
No, I'll probably see what I can do over the summer. Got a lot of catching up to do.
Nice.
A lot of time spent by myself to get ready, though.
Yeah. Well, what do you need to do to get ready?
I got to remember how to do calculus. Don't exactly use that every day.
That shiz was not for me. I'll tell you what. Knock out the English classes, but the math, not so much. That's why we're a good pairing. You did all the projections number wise, and I just write some words down. I can't do the numbers.
I should go back and make a few changes.
Yeah.
A good little change to make.
We'll do some.
Probably half of them are different now.
We'll do some progressive editing of the ranks. Then when we look back on it, look like geniuses.
Yeah.
All right, for today's show, we've got no fluff. We just have our fluff. No more fluff. We're going to recap everything from the NBA from the past week. Or not everything, but as best we can. Including a big, big trade last night, which I'm sure everyone's already seen and heard about. Take a look at some young center performances. I wonder who that's going to talk about. And then make our 30-point challenge picks and preview the two games tonight. Very light slate tonight. So we will take a look at those. So the trade, Dion Waiters to OKC. I guess we'll start there. Thoughts? Upgrade, downgrade? He's not used in most leagues anyway.
No, I imagine this is about Lamb and Morrow not being able to be consistent. So I think this is more an indictment on them than it is saying too much about Waiters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they have Roberson at shooting guard. He doesn't play huge minutes.
They gave up a first-round pick, which for OKC, I don't understand that. They don't do that. I mean, they get, you know, 20th overall, 25 overall pick, and they draft someone like Reggie Jackson, you know?
Yeah, you expect Waiters to come off the bench, right?
Oh, yeah. Roberson's going to start. I don't see why they would change that.
Such a lateral move. I guess it's just they don't think Reggie Jackson is going to take all the shots with the second unit. They want another offensive threat out there.
I guess. I mean, Waiters can't play the three, which is a little annoying. But yeah, I don't know why they would give up a draft pick to make that happen.
Yeah, that's true. Well, everyone was thinking they gave up Reggie Jackson though, so which would have been crazier.
Calm down, because yeah, if they think that was worth that Waiters is worth Reggie, they are highly mistaken.
Yeah. Do you think there's any chance that OKC can re-sign Reggie Jackson? Cause maybe this is a move that preempts them to trade Reggie Jackson closer to the deadline, since they probably don't think they're going to re-sign him.
Yeah, I don't understand I mean, I said a little something to you earlier today, but I can't repeat that. I shouldn't repeat that. It's not right. Should I repeat it?
Yeah. We can.
Yeah, I don't know what the Oklahoma is doing. Why they're limiting his minutes? Maybe they can re-sign him. I don't know. You know, if they can keep the price tag down.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
Maybe they just make Waiters take a shot every time he touches the ball, just so R. Jackson's numbers look low.
That's so wrong. They can't do that to him. I mean, Reggie Jackson, it's the restricted free agent, so he's not going to have a choice about whether or not OKC matches. But if he can't be that, you know, 15-10 guy that everyone is going to want, then maybe it does keep his price down. I don't know.
I could see, I mean, the Lakers throwing a ton of money at Jackson. Yeah,
he's not going to – he wants out bad. And for him to actually be here and be calm about this is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
So Cleveland picks up the New York Knicks scrubs, J.R. Smith and Amon Shumpert. I think it makes sense that they would start Shumpert for his defense, and then J.R. Smith becomes kind of a six-man scorer. What do you think about that breakdown?
This means that they don't believe Dellavedova is the answer?
Oh, yeah. They lost last night to the Sixers.
yeah, that's tough to do. It takes some talent. I guess that makes sense.
Did you see Michael Carter Williams' line last night against Dellavedova?
I mean, for anybody, he almost shot 50%, though. That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, only shot 50%, only had one turnover, 18 and, points, 13 assists, as my computer decides not to work all of a sudden. Anything else you take from Cleveland here? This is, you know, I don't know.
A lot of old guys in deep leagues, like Mike Miller just lost all his minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, James Jones, I guess, was getting minutes. But no. I mean, they both go way down once Cleveland's healthy.
Yeah, I got to say, if you can sell high Kevin Love right now, I mean, this is more shots out of Love's hands, too.
Oh, yeah, J.R. Smith. He does not pass the ball.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about Kyrie or, well, we'll get to LeBron later, but Love, I think, is going to take a real hit.
I don't know if it's a big hit. I think J.R. Smith is just not going to be... I don't know. This is just a salary dump for New York. Neither one of those could play, and I don't think it'd make much of a difference for Cleveland either way.
Yeah, maybe New York can just sign Reggie Jackson since they didn't get him in this trade.
Oh, yeah, they're clearing salary. That's their goal.
And I do want to mention, I put this in today's article, that the Knicks pick up Lance Thomas. Now, obviously he's not in consideration at all in probably even 16-team leagues, but really deep leagues, he had some interesting games earlier in the year. They might give him a little run.
Yeah, I imagine they're going to give everybody a little run.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not expecting much, but I'm pretty... Lance Thomas is probably available in REL.
He's getting up there. Was he 26, undrafted, four-year player out of Duke? Oh, a Dukie, your favorite.
Yeah, gotta love the Dukies.
He's no Klee Anthony Early.
Well, that's certainly true. Let's talk about Mr. Klee Anthony Early. That's how I remembered how to spell his name every time. He's a stat stuffer. Do you think he's, I said, you know, 16-team-ish. I don't know if I'm going much higher than that. Had a decent game yesterday for 7-4-1-2-1. Shot only 3 for 12. Getting minutes, though. 29 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, now that, even with Melo back, which I doubt will be for long, even if he does come back, now that J.R. Smith and Shumpert out of town, there's backup minutes galore.
Yeah, and your boy Timmy J is going to be taking lots of Timmy J's.
Yeah, what's he got? Starting role with nobody. I mean, they're starting two point guards right now, but they don't have a choice.
Yeah, are the Knicks right now, after this dump, the worst team in the NBA once Melo gets officially shut down?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, everybody on their squad played in the D League at some point. Not too many teams can say that.
I mean, last I looked, the Sixers were ahead of them in the standings anyway. So,
hey, number one overall pick is going to be worth something. So,
That's true. And even with all these guys out, Jose Calderon last night, 13.6 assists, no rebounds. Still, I mean, that's fine, I guess, but it's still pretty terrible.
Right, and if they can get somebody to take him as their backup point guard, they'll deal him.
Yeah, I think he's going to be out pretty quick.
Yeah, there's no reason for them to try to develop their... How, he's old, right? Like 35, 36? Oh,
Calderon's really old, yeah. What?
35, 36, he's really old.
Oh, that's really old to me. last guy on the Knicks, Quincy Acey, 19 points, 14 rebounds, hit two threes. he had eight career threes coming into last night. Has hit almost half of his career worth of threes in the last five games. Any interest there?
No, not really. I mean, he splits time between small forward and power forward, right?
Yeah, he's kind of.
So I imagine these are mostly Amari's minutes. Because he's not going to take Klay Anthony's minutes at the three. I don't think that's going to happen. There's no reason for them to sit Anthony. Klay Anthony.
There is a lot of reasons to bench the Carmelo one.
Yeah. Make sure I differentiate there.
All right, let's start the MVP chant. MVP. MVP. Yusuf Nurkic. MVP. I think he's going to get some votes.
Yeah, what do you think his Yahoo rank was for the week last week?
I'll go seventh.
Really?
Is that too high?
I mean, he played 60. I mean, I'm talking overall rank, and he played 65 minutes the entire week.
What was it?
11.
I was so close. Why did you make it sound like I was a crazy person?
Oh no, this counts four games, but still, yeah, he's he is on fire right now, and it is ridiculous. He's having fun doing it.
Yeah.
He gives me a reason to watch the NBA. That's the best thing I could say about
it. Did you watch some of the game last night?
I want to see him play.
Yeah, me too. And
when Mozgov picked up his second foul in the first 3 minutes, I was ecstatic.
I saw that. So Nurkic, 14-6, 1-2-4. Multi-blocks in four straight. Had back-to-back double-doubles before last night. Still had a really good game. Shot 7 for 11 for the field. Did you see he led a fast break?
Yeah, he does everything. He can dribble.
The 7-footer led a fast break. He had this, like, rainbow fadeaway from 20 feet out on the wing, too. He missed it, but I thought it was going in.
But there was only, like, 2 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it wasn't like a...
The quarter.
Yeah, it wasn't like a bizarre labradoodle Nick Young shot, but yeah.
Best thing, 22 more minutes and only one foul.
Yeah, it's only two fouls in the last three games. That was a big issue for him previously. I think he's a 25-minute minute-a-game guy right now.
Oh, he's amazing. They've won back-to-back games. That always helps.
Won them convincingly. I know you're a big Nurkic fan. You were coming into the year. Another applaud to Slim for a prospect. Didn't you write that you were thinking about dropping him really early in the year, though?
No, I was willing to give him away. But that was when McGee was out there. But I was only willing to give him away as this huge prospect. I made a couple offers, but to those managers that thought that Nurkic wasn't worth much, it probably looked like a stupid offer.
Yeah, but you were looking... I remember in your REL post you put, how is Nurkic at $16 looking versus Larry Sanders at $16 or something like that?
Yeah, on draft day, it was the complete opposite. 17 for Sanders looked like a steal, and 16 for Nurkic was absurd.
Larry Sanders might not make $17 the rest of his life because he is trying to say he doesn't want to play. I don't want to play. Jason Kidd is mean. I don't want to play no more.
Yeah, he's stayed out of the media, so I don't really know. I haven't heard anything from his mouth.
Man, how's he going to afford that champagne to pop in the club?
Yeah. How's he going to afford diapers for his one-year-old baby?
Wow, way to bring it down to real life.
No, of course he's not leaving. He's not going to leave $30 million on the table and be like, nah, I don't need that.
I know. So, John Henson's been playing well. Zaza's been a big part of that team for a couple years now because, you know, he can dime a little bit. What do you think Sanders' role is going to be? He is rumored to be playing tonight, finally getting back. I don't see Sanders playing 20 minutes again.
No, and the starting job is very much long way away. No, he could get 20 minutes. That's about the max, I'd say.
I mean, there's no way anyone will pick this guy up.
The journalist who wrote that Larry Sanders said that he doesn't want to play basketball.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know that's what he said. Maybe he said, you know, I don't feel like I have the desire to play. You know, there's a lot of ways to say that all he's really saying is, I need better coaching.
Yeah.
So I'm not sold on him just like sitting on the bench pouting for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and he did have the flu, quote unquote, which maybe wasn't true, but if he was sick and said, you know, I don't feel good, I don't think I can play today, and then all of a sudden that gets spun, like you said. So, yeah, I mean, you might be right, but, man, what a terrible investment that Larry Sanders contract was.
I almost dropped him in the REL. Yeah. So close. And he would have turned into a $1 keeper for somebody.
I would have been on him.
Yeah.
Just, you know, take the chance.
I know. It's such a deep league.
Yeah, speaking of the REL, I'm doing terrible, and a big reason is because Kawhi Leonard is the face of my franchise, and luckily we finally got some good news. Quote-unquote could return in 2 weeks, but finally got some positive news that the swelling in his hand's going down, and he's close to being cleared to play. Any chance you can buy low on Kawhi? I think all, you know, Roto World put this in their blurb, and I agree with it. Kawhi owners love Kawhi. I don't know if you can really buy him low.
Yeah, you can try. Yeah. And, you know, not everybody is happy about this. It depends on where they are in the standings, I think.
That's true.
If they're in first place with Kawhi, then they have no reason to deal him.
Yeah.
But if they got multiple injuries and they are, you know, floundering, then maybe.
I am certainly a flounder in REL, but I am not going to trade him. I like him too much.
Depends on the offer. I wouldn't say that so flat out.
I don't think anyone could. No, I don't think anyone's given me a Kawhi offer since, like, early last year.
Okay.
But then again, trading hasn't been too huge.
I'll give you Melo for him.
Good one. A $70 Melo. All right, so looking at the lost my train of thought. Looking at the Jazz, you see Tati Exum, pure Thragnoff, 13 points and no other stats, hitting a few trays. That's always what you love to see from your starting point guard. Trey Burke sat out with strep throat. Joe Ingles got most of the ball handling responsibilities, or at least got most of the assists. Rodney Hood is hurt for at least another week with a hurt foot. I know you must have been really sad when Alec Burks had this shoulder surgery.
Yeah, shutting him down kind of shut down my desire to watch Utah, but it's sad.
Can watch Rudy Gobert. He like moves your elbow.
And when Derek Favors goes for 27 and 11, he was fun to watch.
But yeah, Favors had a huge game.
It was against the Pacers, which, you know. That's a team I do not enjoy watching play basketball.
That's certainly for sure. Any takeaways with the shooting guard position here? You know, you expect Hood to get it when he's back. They had Patrick Christopher, but then I think he dislocated his kneecap.
I mean, Paul Millsap's little brother. That's a little bit interesting.
Elijah.
Yeah. I mean, he got 4 assists, no turnovers in 18 minutes. He didn't shoot well, but, you know. That's not bad.
Interesting.
So if he can go out there and get assists and not turn the ball over, he's going to take somebody's job.
Interesting. So, yeah, he's a guy to keep your eye on. You know, Joe Ingles is a good fundamental player. I call him Mr. Fundamental, but he's not special.
No, and if he hit one of those four threes that he missed, his line would have looked a whole lot better.
But. Yeah, and I mean, this is just, I mean, Trey Burke's probably only out this one game, so I don't expect any sort of assist influx for Ingles. Is Rudy Gobert must-own? Enes Kanter's got a bad cankle.
Yeah, I mean, we had the Gobert versus Nurkic question, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's my answer. Well, Kanter's down, then you got to have Gobert.
Long term, I'm taking Nurkic. Nurkic.
I think it's a hard K. They call him Nurk.
They do call him Nurk.
Well, maybe they know him personally. I don't know if I can call him that.
Yeah, that's true. I'll just call him Aljus.
Yeah, there's so many different ways to go about that joke. I'm glad you're having fun with that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm loving it. I'm taking Nurkic just because I think long-term, and I like his percents better. I mean, Gobert doesn't take many free throws, but he can't hit a free throw.
Nope, Nurkic is going to be an all-star.
Yeah.
One day.
No, he's going to be MVP this year. Remember, we talked about this. Your boyfriend, Ryan Kelly, started at small forward for the Lakers. How excited are you for your R. Kelly love?
You know, he was really good last year when he got the minutes.
It was mostly at the four, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, so it was this is kinda for D'Antoni also.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, well, that meant he would play 35 minutes and then play 5 minutes the next.
I guess it's...
You know, he blocks a shot. He can hit a three. Obviously, he was rusty last night. No surprise. He's been out a while. That was the problem with him at Duke, though. He couldn't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't throw away anything of any value to add him even in the deepest league, because I kind of doubt he makes it through the year. But for now, yeah, I think he's worth something.
Yeah.
I told you last week, I think he's going to be I think he's going to be the most expensive player added in the REL this weekend.
He might be.
I think so.
I was surprised how many people went for Hassan Whiteside. I mean, I know he's been really good. You probably have seen a lot more of him than I have, since you are our resident Heat expert. what do you think about Whiteside? Is he worth owning in 14ers, 12ers?
12ers is tough.
I agree.
But he's going to be still a very nice stream in 12ers.
Yeah.
As he is a legit rebounder and a very good shot blocker. The guys that do the telecast for the Heat are enthralled by him. And I kind of see what they're going with. He gives them a defensive presence that Spoelstra just absolutely desires, that nobody else on the roster can give him. Birdman is old. He's lost it. He's a step behind. I could see Whiteside topping Birdman in minutes the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, Whiteside did outplay him in minutes last Sunday, 27 minutes, 11 points, 10 boards, and 5 blocks. 2-plus blocks and 6-plus rebounds in each of the last 4 games. I'm interested, but, I mean, talk about another free throw drain. He's probably worse than Gobert. 42.3% this year.
Yeah, but he's going to give you a great field goal percent with what I think will be some decent volume with 24, 25 minutes, which I hope happens. I'm not 100% sure, but it should happen. He really helps that team. And what this is also doing is it's taking Bosch out of the center spot. So Bosch gets to exclusively play power forward.
That's
so he doesn't have to sit under the rim anymore. He can go back to sitting outside and shooting threes. So he is much more comfortable with playing next to Whiteside as opposed to playing next to, you know, Sean Williams.
No one wants to play next to Sean Williams.
This works for the Heat. I think it stays.
Interesting. So 14ers, you'd probably have them picked up?
Yeah, with about 200 players owned, I think so, yeah. Because those blocks are going to be hard to find. And I think I wrote in my REL post what he did in his 4 D-League games this year. I know it's D-League, but it was like 82% field goals on 11 attempts per game. It was like 20 and 15, 5 blocks per game. It was crazy, crazy numbers. He's ready. 25 years old, I think.
Yeah.
7-footer, 260. He's a big dude. Yeah. He looks good.
Who are you owning, Whiteside or Larry Sanders?
It's a little league dependent. In anything shallow, Whiteside.
Agree. Yeah, because if he fizzles out, you can replace him easy.
Yeah, but in the REL, I had a choice between dropping either Biyombo or Sanders, and I dropped Biyombo.
Yeah.
Which then, might backfire, don't get me wrong. There's a good chance that one backfires on me. But
yeah, I think I'm going to pick up Biyombo if I can, but we'll see.
The difference here is that Whiteside is going to give field goal percent that Biyombo doesn't give.
Yeah, and Biyombo's just, you know, not that good.
No, I like him as a person, though. I love what he does for the Congo. And
yeah.
That was the hardest part about dropping, to tell you the truth, is just that I like him as a human
being. Yeah, yeah, he seems like a really good guy. All right, so let's talk about three point guards, and I'm going to get your rank on these guys. I'm going to blow through them real quick. Jared Jack goes 24-10 last night with no Darren Williams, as he had a hurt side. Whatever. And, you know, everyone knows the Nets are trying to dump him, so, and you know I kind of like Jared Jack. Didn't get a three or an assist, or a three or a steal, like you talked about, so yeah, there you go.
It's three straight games without a three, by the way.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that much. Wah! I'm Jared Jack. All right, so Mo Williams goes 17-4-7, does hit three trays, and then there's Elfrid Payton, who has been playing really, really good basketball lately, finally getting the big minutes. Remember when he was bumped out of the rotation for a few games for Luke Ridenour?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened this year. I'm pulling up Payton's stats right now, but of these three guys, Payton the last two games, 16-9-10. Whew, yeah. And that big one last Friday, three steals
actually
and a block.
Hit a three in that game, too.
Yeah, he was like 0 for his last seven or something the last 10 games before that. And then against the Hornets last Saturday, 7-3-7 with two steals. You know, not great, but still pretty good. All right, so for the next 2 weeks, who are you owning between these three guys in a shallow league? Jared Jack, Mo Williams, Elfrid Payton.
Okay, if I need threes, Mo Williams is really the only one that offers that. So, yep. Do I think Rubio will be back within the next 2 weeks? That's tough. I want Mo Williams until Rubio's back. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well, I mean, what do you... Flip is makes sense between these. Flip always flips between Mo and LaVine, though.
Do the minutes do that, or is it just Mo's play? Because he's getting up there, too. He's no kid.
There was a game a week or two ago against Golden State where they just rolled LaVine a ton of minutes because it was a blowout, and the Timberwolves are awful.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mo Williams is going to hurt your field goal percent just like the rest of the other two guys. Well, like Payton, mm-hmm. Which is really unfortunate. He should be better. No, I mean, end of the year, Payton's going to be the best here. No question in my mind.
I agree.
Unfortunately, he has the worst playoff schedule.
Yeah. And I think Jack offers something good once D-Will's eventually traded. I know I say that I don't like to bank on trades, but there's no reason Williams would be on the Nets. I mean, unless there's no... I feel like the Nets would pay half of Williams' contract to get rid of him.
Yeah. They played him for 44 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tough one, isn't it, these three?
Yeah. I don't like Jared Jack. I don't think he offers much. I think the upside is, like, nothing. I would probably go Payton first.
I'm going Payton first, too. But I'm putting Mo Williams third. I know there's a lot of Mo Williams love out there. Even though, you know, most people know it's only going to be short-term, I just don't like how he and LaVine flip-flop minutes and play a lot, you know, one versus the other.
When Rubio gets back, it could be GPs, then 20 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be all over the place when Rubio's back, and that drops Mo way out.
Yeah, and they're probably going to look to trade him if they can get a second-round pick. I'm sure they'll take it.
Yeah. Mo Williams back to Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland needs more wings. That's what they need. Well, they do kind of need a backup
point guard. They kind of need a backup point guard. Yeah, that's what's going.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it won't cost him anything, I'm sure of that. And Minnesota wants to play LaVine. They don't want to play Mo Williams.
Yeah, I agree with you.
If they can get anything for Mo, they'll probably take it. which would kill his value. I'm sure he's not going to go anywhere that's going to play him any kind of minutes.
Yeah, that's doubtful. Cool. All right.
Definitely season-long outlook, Elfrid Payton.
I agree with you there. All right, so what are your thoughts on KJ McDaniels? You know, I was really lukewarm on him coming into the year. Started off a tiny bit slow, then had a really big surge. Fell off really hard lately, but then last night had a nice game. Where do you think KJ is going to be doing the next few weeks here?
I mean, the minutes last night were really good to see. And the two threes plus two blocks, that's special stuff. Yeah, we only have him in one league. He's not available anywhere else. And yeah, I want him. I would not be letting him go right now.
Yeah, I don't think so either. There's been a lot of drop KJ McDaniels questions. Who'd you rather own, KJ or NKG?
I think there's more upside for KJ. You knew that MKG would do a little better with Jefferson down,
mm-hmm.
but I think you mentioned it either today or yesterday, I'm not sure, but the turnovers are high. It shouldn't. It's not helping, considering there's going to be two bad percents and all the rest. You know, he's not a big-time steals guy or a big-time blocks guy and offers no threes. Yeah, I'm going McDaniels.
Yeah, me too. And that was the big thing for me was the pickup of threes that you get with McDaniels, even though it's not necessarily huge volume there. That definitely tips the scales. And yeah, MKG only played 18 minutes because of foul trouble last night and still had three turnovers. He's had two plus, I think, in five straight, which isn't really his game. He doesn't need to be turning it over. He needs to be playing defense and getting the easy dunks.
He's kind of turning into a points rebounds guy.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, so going to LeBron. I don't think we talked about him since our last show. Did we talk about was his shutdown as of a week ago? I feel like it was like a day or two after our last podcast.
Yeah, I think it was just after New Year's. Oh, no, it happened on the 1st.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shutdown with calf and back strains. Are you worried about him down the stretch? Is he starting to wear down? Or do you think the shutdown gets him healthy and worth trying to float some buy lows?
Nah, I don't think he'll ever be 100% again.
Ever?
You know how much he's taken so much contact through the years. And he's like a 10-year vet now, you know?
Yeah, he is pretty old.
And probably more than that.
In NBA years, not in real years.
In dog years, he's at least a 10-year vet.
In dog years, he's at least 120 years old.
I'm definitely worried about this happening. Like, they already have a bad playoff schedule, and he's going to miss a back-to-back because they don't want to overwork him, then, yeah, that kills his value in head-to-head.
Yeah, that playoff schedule, yeah. I don't know. I think we're looking pretty good for being low, one of the low ranks on LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that you would get for him, you know, could you get Curry, Harden, Chris Paul for LeBron? I don't think so.
Yeah, you might be able to get Chris Paul. Depends on what the team's looking for, so... all right, final thing that I want to mention in this segment is I need you to have a Sophie's Choice moment here. This is going to be a tough one for you because I know you love Damian Lillard, but I know you also like John Wall.
I'm going to need the cliff notes on Sophie's Choice.
I don't know. I feel like that was a... I don't really know what it's about, to be honest. I just use it as a throwaway phrase. It's a hard decision.
We have no idea if that's what it actually has anything to do with.
Yeah.
To do with, you know, bisexuality and, man, you're still using it wrong. I know you are.
I'm sure I am. You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna try to watch Sophie's Choice sometime this week. So, yeah, your Sophie's Choice, Slim, is picking between the elite point guards. We'll say for both rest of season and on draft day next year. Who are you going with? Your boy Damian Lillard, or are you going with John Wall?
Yep. Big difference here. I mean, Wall is giving about what we thought he would give, right?
Yeah, something like that. 17.2 points, 10.4 assists, The turnovers are high at 3.7. We assume that. The steals are over 2 a game. You can't discount that with Wall.
Blocks are slightly down than I would have thought, and the threes are slightly down.
That's the main thing with Wall that I think is surprising. The threes got up to 1.3 last year, and he hit 35%, you know, which isn't great, but it's fine for a guy that was expanding that game. All the way down to 0.7 for 2.5 a game this year. I mean, that's cutting his threes in half when we expected them to go up, you know, maybe marginally.
Yeah, and the field goal percent did not go up with the threes going down. So he's less than we had him going for on draft day, right? Definitely is less than what we planned on
getting. Probably. I mean, 15
points, that's probably less than he had last year.
Yeah, the points are down 2 a game. You do like the assists are up almost 2 a game, and the steals are up a little bit. But yeah, probably a tiny bit less. I wouldn't say a ton less, but a tiny bit less.
Okay. And the free throw percent is down.
And marginally, 76% after being at right at 80.5% the past 2 years.
And I'm not giving the field goal percent enough credit. It is up.
It is, yeah.
The only 14 attempts compared to 16 last year.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd say, you know, maybe a spot or two down, but not a ton.
Now Lillard is shooting 3.5% better.
Uh-huh.
He's where are we at? He's rebounding 1.5 boards a game better, almost an assist higher, almost doubling his steals from last year, and the turnovers are only up by 0.2. So almost across the board improvement.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lillard is the growth is more than expected, for sure.
Yep. Elite free throws again. Man, shooting 39% from deep on 7.1 attempts. I mean, that's just...
Yeah, the boards and the steals are the big one. There's no way I would have picked him for 5 boards a game or 1.5 steals.
Yeah, me either. Well, you know, a point guard can get 5 rebounds a game when Robin Lopez is playing a lot of center minutes. I know he's not now, but even when he's down, I'm going to kick him when he's down.
Yeah, I just hope that... Yeah, I bet the rebounds are actually up with him down, but whatever. I think the improvement from Lillard and the decline-ish from Wall is actually flips him. Lillard's higher.
You know what? I'm going to flip him too. I'm ready to take Lillard over Wall rest of the year. Unless for some reason your team is very desperate for assists.
Yeah, there's a big four assist difference. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, but if you need threes and you have Wall and you're looking at a team that has a ton of assists and is fine in steals and their team also has a lot of threes. Like if Lillard is on a team with good point guard depth and they have Klay Thompson, float John Wall for him.
Yeah, you wind up getting a turnover less. You hit the same field goal percent. And you get all the extra stuff. Yeah, it's surprising. I did not expect Lillard to be at this place.
Are you taking Lillard over Wall next year in drafts? I think you have to.
So, the good thing about this is, do you start your team with Lillard or Wall? Because this is going to be a first-round pick, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I'm starting with Lillard.
I think so, too. I think you start with the better turnover rate. You don't have to worry about threes. You got great percents. Yeah, I am with you.
Yeah, now what could change this for Wall is if the blocks wind up getting back to about 1 a game, which they're actually coming down this month or last month, so I don't really see it happening. But if the blocks came up like they did his second year, would that be enough? No, the threes need to come up too.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. The threes would have to come back.
Those turnovers, because those turnovers are you know, category losing.
Yeah, Lillard has 9 turnovers the last 4 games. 2-2-2-1.
I know, I'm loving my REL point guards. Yeah. Lillard, Curry, and Beverly. I think they had combined 3 turnovers yesterday.
Your team's looking good. At least my team, while it's been bad, I can point to 2 elite guys being out, and I have all good keeper value, so I can spend money.
Yeah, and there's probably 4 teams at the top. And I'd say those last 2 spots are wide open.
Yeah, I still have a shot, especially with Charlie Villanueva. He did.
Get off the bench? Yay.
Yeah! I texted you yesterday. I said my season is saved because Villanueva got the game.
Yeah. I was telling you need to find your Nurkic. Find your inner Nurkic.
I need to find my inner G spot, which for you is your inner Nurkic. I keep saying Nurkic. Nurkic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the K.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so looking at the two games tonight, and we've got to make our 30-point challenge picks. We'll preview the games first, because there's only two. Not too much to talk about. We've got Phoenix at Milwaukee. I picked John Henson as a streamer. I mean, I've got four teams worth of people to pick from. It's not like there's too many people out there. I was surprised that Henson's already owned in 33% of leagues.
Yeah, I imagine half of that are people that drafted him and quit.
Oh, good point. I didn't think about that.
So I imagine, it's come up. I've noticed him at the, top 10 on the most added lists for, a good week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a good streamer. I like that one.
I think he has a good one. You'd imagine Jared Bayless to get some good run because Phoenix likes to go small. Dudley against one of his former teams might have a decent enough game.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll do it. He was 3,000 in a daily league, which he probably isn't, but I still wouldn't play him.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either.
None.
Anything for Phoenix? I mean, Alex Lynn's kind of tapered off a little bit.
I mean, he's still good for some blocks.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. There's so many offensive options on that team, mm-hmm. and they all just love to shoot the ball. So it's kind of hard for him to get consistent looks.
Yeah, well, in Lynn's last four games, he had a sixth block game, but then 0-1-0 in the other three.
That's affiliated six blocks.
Good point. Man, New Orleans do well, just does not look very good. Are you worried about Markieff Morris at all? One of our frequent commenters, Lissandro, what's up, Lass? He's getting worried with Morris. I'm a little bit, but the production has been going down a little bit. Those rebounds have been really low. Low assists, had only one block in his last 10 games.
No, not terribly.
I'm a little worried. Remember when I wrote I was worried about him a couple months ago and I got some flack?
Yeah, but I mean, he's only playing 30 minutes a game.
Yeah, I mean, he's under 30 minutes in three of the last four, and that's just what happens.
My projections based him on, like he's listening to too much Eminem. That song's so good, by the way. That's the problem, is he's not getting the minutes. With 36 minutes, he'd look exactly like my projection.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we both expected him to play more than this, and Hornacek just loves his rotations.
Yeah, none of those guys have gone down. Your Tuckers and your Marcus Morrises and
mm-hmm.
all the guys they like to play. They stayed healthy.
Yeah.
That's probably hurt him more than anything.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about it. I mean, he's still a top 50 guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not that worried, but I just did want to bring him up. And then we've got the Pistons at the Spurs. Looks like Tony Parker's going to try to play. Yawn.
Yeah, that's not the problem that I really see with the minutes for Corey Joseph. The real problem is Patty Mills.
Yeah, Joseph looks so good. I really hope that Parker retires.
No, that's the problem. Parker's the youngest out of those guys, those old guys.
Yeah, and he's always the most hurt.
Yeah, he's going to be looking for another contract, and the Spurs are going to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the problem, is that Corey Joseph plays on the Spurs. Man. But, he's good. He's, 23, I think?
Who do you think wins this game? All kidding aside, Pistons at San Antonio. The Pistons have won five straight, all by 10 or more points, and the last four all by, 16 or more points.
Yeah, they are on fire without Josh Smith. You gotta love it.
Yep.
And tell me you're surprised in any way, and you are lying.
I'm so surprised!
Yeah. There you go, people. You were just lied to.
My nose just hit the computer screen after
growing. I mean, it is in San Antonio, and as far as I know, San Antonio isn't benching anyone. So you kind of have to favor the... the champs.
Does it still hurt? Does it still hurt?
It hurts. I got to call the Dallas Mavericks the champs. How much does that hurt?
That probably hurts too, yeah.
I mean, at least we got them, you know, a couple years before with Wade and Shaq, but,
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the games tonight. Who do you have for 30 points? None of the NBA's top 10 scorers are in either of these games, so it's free reign. I will let you go first because I have a couple ideas.
Oh, yeah. You think Jody Meeks is going to have some ridiculous...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where I was going first, was Jody Meeks.
Oh, man, there's no way. I mean, at least the San Antonio-Detroit game is probably not going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like Drummond's going for 30.
Yeah, all the point guards are interesting in the Phoenix. I was going to start with Knight, but I think I'm going to pass on Knight.
Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and go with... that'd be a lot. Who we got? Who's starting to power forward these days for Milwaukee?
Johnny O'Brien?
All right. You want to talk about Markieff? I'll go Markieff.
Whoa! Ballsy! You have been basting him so good. Is that the term you used for your M&M song?
Yeah.
Basting him like a turkey?
Some sort of edible spread.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to go with Timmy. Timmy J. Not Timmy J, but Timmy Sr.
Timmy!
Yep. why not? I figure.
He's been playing. South Park's been around longer than he's been playing. Is that true or false?
That's a really good question. I feel like South Park came out in the late 90s, and I know Timmy J got drafted in the 90s.
Yeah, South Park had their 20th the other day, so I think they've been around longer.
Probably. So, although I think the character of Timmy is newer.
There you go. What's older, the character or Timmy?
That's a good one. So that'll be our trivia question of the day. Submit your answers in our comments. That's going to do it for us today. I had way too much coffee, and man, am I glad I'm not in Times Square right now because I would be leaving the front lines.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be finding yourself a spot in the corner.
No, there is no corner. There is no spot. It's all people. That's what I'm saying. Why would you do this to yourself?
a public display isn't going to get you that bad. I mean, how long is it going to take a cop to wade through all those people and get to you?
There's no cops out there. What are you talking about? They trust.
God, that's the worst part. How many people get groped in there? Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, there's no cop. They trust millions of people in the middle of New York.
It's just millions of drunk people.
Yeah, there's no reason to have cops out there. So, that's going to be it for us. Hope you had a happy and safe New Year's. We're happy to be back on our normal schedule, and I will talk to you again tomorrow, Slim.
That's right.
Take it easy.
Later.